From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Fort Worth will have more ways to cool off this summer. We'll start with some fireworks out of the Dallas School District. Most of the headlines about the city's schools the last few months have focused on the controversial home rule effort. Last night, the school board approved a proposal that could have a huge immediate impact in the classroom. KERA Stella Chavez reports on the marathon night that produced a dramatic new way to evaluate teachers.
How dramatic? Ask Superintendent Mike Miles.
It is bold, and yes, it is disruptive. And yes, it will require the courage of many.
Miles said the situation is urgent.
Yes, we have a number of great schools, and I've said before, a lot of progress in Dallas ISD we can all be proud of. But there is no mistaking the fact that we have a long way to go, and not all of our kids, 160,000, are getting the best education possible.
The new system is called Teacher Excellence Initiative. They'll be graded in three areas: a teacher's performance, student test scores, and surveys filled out by students. Another big change, the traditional salary schedule is being replaced by what's called an effectiveness scale. It has 9 levels ranging from unsatisfactory to master. Teachers can make between $45,000 and $90,000 a year. Angela Davis is president of the local chapter of the National Education Association Teachers Group. She told the board she's concerned teachers won't be evaluated or compensated fairly.
Teachers do what they do because they love children. They want to help educate them and become a part of their lives. But if you make this more difficult for them to make a living wage, then they are going to look elsewhere. With this plan, there is little chance most teachers will ever get past $54,000 on the pay scale.
Trustee Nancy Bingham, who voted for the measure, said she was struck by the generational divide over the issue.
It seemed like the teachers who were more experienced, I'm not going to say older, because I hear that word all the time, but more experienced, are more reluctant to try out this new system. But then the ones who were in favor of it were the younger teachers.
She wasn't wrong about that. Pinkston High School teacher David McDaniel, who spoke in support of the changes, said he's taught for 4 years, this last one in Dallas. But he already has some pretty strong opinions about the district.
For too long, Dallas ISD has suffered with ineffective teachers and low student achievement. By not passing this proposal, or by not passing it with the strategic compensation, you are failing to take the lead and telling the teachers and the students that the current level of achievement is acceptable.
Just before midnight, trustees passed the measure 7-2. The new teacher evaluation system starts this fall. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Fort Worth is opening 2 city swimming pools this Memorial Day weekend. The city's oldest pool, built in the roaring 20s at Forest Park near the zoo, and its newest one at Marine Park northwest of downtown. KERA's Dwali Saikantel cools off by the water.
It's not called the Forest Park Pool for nothing. Trees surround the grounds, birds fly above, and the bigger animals inside the Fort Worth Zoo are mighty close.
When you walk in, you just notice an incredible renovation and enhancement of the amenities inside the pool area.
David Parise is the athletic superintendent for the city of Fort Worth. He says more than 700 people can swim at one time. Thanks to public money and private donations, a new deck's been built. The bathhouse is spruced up. There are new benches, umbrellas for shade, and a brand new vinyl liner. That's what your toes might touch if you're tall enough.
You go to the zoo and then you turn around and take a dip in the pool. I think just the area centrally located in the city of Fort Worth makes Forest Park Pool just an outstanding destination.
Pam Cannell and Sterrett Keel agree.
It's historically beautiful, and it has retained the same character that it has. Yeah.
I mean, look at all the trees, and just the scenery is just awesome, and just a cool place to spend your summer.
Both are part of an education program that starts next Tuesday to teach kids and their parents about safety in and out of pools. Cannell is a volunteer with the city's Drowning Prevention Coalition. She says Texas has the most pool drownings of any state, and Tarrant County ranks number 2 in the state in pediatric drownings.
Drowning is silent. They will slip into the water, and unless you have the eyes on the child and not talking on the phone or reading a magazine, you will miss the event, and it only takes 2 seconds.
Keel is the water safety coordinator for the city's fire department.
You know, in the movies it shows when someone's drowning, you know, they're yelling and screaming, splashing around. Oh my God, he's drowning, let's go help him. But in real life, it's not like that. There's a condition that the body goes through. It's called the instinctive drowning response. And basically what that is, it's an autonomic response, which basically means that you have no control of what your body is doing.
Keel says he's surprised how many parents don't know how to swim. At a recent class he taught, only one parent out of 40 could swim.
Most of them, they think that when they take their child to a public pool, there's lifeguards on duty, they think that they're off duty. Well, ultimately, you're still responsible for your child.
So for anyone who wants to learn how to swim, lessons are available at low cost at Forest Park Pool, and enrollment is still open for safety classes next week. Dua Li, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.
There's a glittering new exhibit at the Dallas Museum of Art, and the featured attraction is 1,000 years old. It's a rock crystal pitcher called the Ur, and it isn't just a rare piece of Islamic art. As KERA's Drone Weeks reports, it has quite a backstory.
It was made from a single chunk of mineral quartz in 10th century Cairo, yet its clear, glass-like surface is carved with delicate designs of cheetahs and flowers. Then the Ur disappeared. But in the 19th century, a master French goldsmith gave it an ornate spout and handle. Then it disappeared again. Finally, in 2008, the precious Ur popped up at a small-town auction. Richard de Jonger is the son of Edmund de Jonger, the Hungarian art collector who assembled the Keir collection, which owns the Ur.
It appeared in southwest England, labeled as a wine jug, £100 to £150.
The wine jug was acquired later that year at Christie's Auction House for around $5.2 million. Now it's the first artwork to come to Dallas from the nearly 2,000 items of the Keir collection. The collection is a renowned trove of Islamic art that took Edmund de Jonger 50 years to assemble. But Edmund died in 2011, and the collection went looking for a home.
Originally, we started out with European institutions. We negotiated with the Louvre. It was temporarily in Berlin for a couple of years. But there's a financial malaise due to the 2008 recession. And if you look around us, there's plenty of room for expansion and plenty of dynamic growth here.
At the same time, museum director Maxwell Anderson has wanted to reverse the DMA's neglect of Islamic art. In the next year or so, the Keir collection will move here on a renewable 15-year loan. It will transform a museum with no significant Islamic art into one with a collection ranked among the top three in the U.S. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance for showers with a low near 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low in the 60s. Now, Sunday, we have a 20% chance for showers with a high near 86. Sunday night, the chances for rain continues, low around 68. Memorial Day brings in a 40% chance for storms with a high near 85. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.